views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Well, hello to all our listeners. It's my privilege to welcome you to Limelight Radio, the first radio talk show of its kind devoted to tick-borne illness. As a recovery of a grueling 10-year healing journey, 5 years misdiagnosed, I vividly know the confusion, despair, and loss so many of you experience from Lyme disease. Our guests are here to help amend the misunderstanding around tick-borne illness and to educate us. And personally, I'm here to create dialogue, promote change, and offer you inspiration for recovery. Limelight Radio is the first of its kind, and today we have a very special guest, someone I am particularly fond of because he helped me with my journey in healing and has helped thousands of others. Today we have Gary Bleier with us. He is the author of the forthcoming book, Healing the Incurable. And Gary was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, a progressive incurable disease which causes relentless arthritic joint pain and immobility. Determined to beat his condition, he visited all types of traditional and alternative providers and finally found answers in California and Mexico. The doctors who cured him also trained him. And after years of study, Gary Bleier has learned that these corrective disciplines he learned complement each other. Gary combined their theories into the process now called advanced cell training. 14 years later, literally thousands of people have been empowered to overcome diseases like MS, lupus, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and many more by following his discoveries. Gary passionately shares his clients how to fully train their autonomic systems for optimal performance, which often results in improved health. And I can vouch for it that it works. So welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Katina. It's nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. You are a cutting-edge practitioner in my mind who has learned so much in your years of healing with others. And would you be kind enough to tell us a little bit about exactly what advanced cell training is?
Yes. Advanced cell training is best understood as a behavioral modification program for the immune system, for the body. And the reason it's important to modify the behavior of the body at the cellular level is because the doctors have determined there's really four reasons for most of the diagnosed diseases that are out there. And the number one reason today is autoimmune. And when you consider autoimmune, that means the body is attacking itself. And personally, I think that's a bad bodily or bad cellular behavior. I don't believe the body was designed to attack itself. Mm-hmm. I believe it's against natural order, natural behavior. And so that's the reason for those illnesses and symptoms is that the body attacks itself. And that's just a bad cellular behavior. The second is allergy. That is when the body attacks harmless substances, or actually it could be substances that are good for you, like foods or chemical smells or ragweed pollen. And it can mm-hmm. be anything. That's a bad cellular behavior as well. And then there's pathogen. If you have Lyme disease, you know it's about pathogen. And what was very interesting to learn about that was a result of AIDS research. Mm-hmm. Back when that was all the rage, they found there were a block of people who were not getting sick, even though they were exposed to AIDS. And it's sort of like those people who get bit by ticks and don't contract Lyme disease. And what they discovered, the scientists, after many years of study of these people who weren't getting ill, the yeah. only thing they could find was that their immune system was performing properly. It was responding to these viruses properly. And the flip side of that means that if you have pathogen living in your body, it's because your body is responding improperly. And where the first two, the autoimmune and the allergy, are known to be overreactions at the cellular level, if you have pathogen living in your body, it is an underreaction of the immune system at the cellular level. So that, and the fourth one is, of course, stress. So, and some people, stress is a part of their picture, and some people it's not. And again, is the body getting rid of it, or is it building up in your life and hindering the energy required for a properly functioning immune system? So anyway, to take all of that medical discovery and boil it down to one issue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting the way you describe it, though. I mean, I can see how people can relate to that understanding, but go ahead, distill it down.
Is your body responding properly at the cellular level? And if the answer is yes, you won't have AIDS, and you won't have Lyme, and you won't have allergies, and you won't have autoimmune. All of that goes away if your body responds properly. So this process allows a person to behaviorally modify the way their body performs. If it's overreacting, you can get it spot on center. If it's underreacting and you're not killing the pathogen of Lyme, there's a very good chance you can modify what your body is doing behaviorally, and you can get your body to kill these pathogens. So that is the importance of understanding what would a behavioral modification program for the body, for the cells of the body, have to do with health. According to the scientists, it's everything.
Amazing, 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 amazing. And so that's how the actual title of your work came about, Advanced Cell Training, because you have dialed into this energetic component at the cellular level.
That's correct.
Very cool. So, Gary, I have to go back in time because I'm fascinated how you started to collate all this information and put it together.
Well, it came from my own incurable illness. As you know, the ankylosing spondylitis is a horrible degenerative disease for your joints. When I say that word to nurses who know what it is, their eyes go up because they know what kind of pain is associated with that disease. And it had stolen my life. I had to sell my business because I couldn't type three words, and I couldn't think, and I, a lot of it looked like Lyme, but it's like rheumatoid arthritis on steroids. And so I realized that though traditional doctors could help me, and I appreciated all of their efforts, I really did, they do help a lot, and they couldn't cure me. And after 30 years, you figure out, am I going to keep doing this?
Right.
And the turning point for me was surgery. I couldn't have it. I had a family to support, and then I decided to look outside the traditional medical box. I took my health in my own hands. And when I started looking at alternatives, things I was very skeptical of, I thought it was all hokey, to say the truth. But to not change my course would have led me to surgery, so I had to change. I discovered other modalities, and you know, I was fascinated that alternative things could work, and I had three different people who really, really helped me, and I became their very close friends, and I got to understand the theories and the philosophies and the practices, and kind of put it all together that way.
That was really, you know, the grace of divine guidance, probably, that you were in the right place at the right time to align with these people to teach you.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, because it's like I found them very quickly, and I've met so many people who've been looking for years. It's kind of uncanny that I found these outstanding people in such a within a year, essentially.
That's so, really wonderful. And that was how long ago?
I believe I was 40 years old. That's about 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're dating you now. Your age. Well, I know how youthful you are and how well you've healed. So you're living proof of this work. Gary, we have to go to a station break. And I'm eager to hear so much more about advanced cell training. So let's take a station break and hear our sponsors, and then we'll come back and visit some more.
Thank you.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Hi. This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative self-healing process that has been helping people overcome incurable disease and chronic illness for over a decade. ACT is a simple training process that may dramatically improve your health. Maybe you've been ill for many years and spent thousands of dollars seeing doctors and specialists, only to fall into an endless cycle of relief and relapse. Perhaps you've realized that doctors may have helped you, but they haven't been able to heal you. Now you are seeking to try something different, something that delivers better and lasting results. Your body truly can heal itself. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com, and heal yourself today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are on Limelight Radio, the first radio talk show of its kind devoted to tick-borne illness. And we are visiting today with Gary Blyer of Advanced Cell Training, having a fantastic conversation on this great piece of work he does. So, Gary, let's get back into what we were talking about. And you were telling us about the immune dysregulation and cellular function of the body. So what do you mean about actually changing the behavior of the immune system? How do you go about doing that with your work?
That's a good question. Let's take a step back and take a look at what the doctors are doing and the, you know, anything else you might take in terms of a remedy. You're really compensating for what your body is not doing. If people can get bit by ticks and not contract Lyme, you know, assuming they took the tick to the university to make sure that the pathogen were in there and they didn't contract Lyme, the human immune system is able then to kill these pathogens, as AIDS research showed. Now, when that doesn't occur and you see a doctor, they compensate for you and they give you antibiotics. And the antibiotics are to compensate for what the body can do but is not doing. So the question is, how do you get your body to go from not fighting these pathogens to actually recognizing and killing them? And again, AIDS research shows the body, if it responds properly, can kill AIDS. And AIDS is arguably, you know, as bad as Lyme, if not worse. So how do you change the behavior of your cells? And what we did there is we just borrowed what everybody is doing to train their body anyway. You know, if you've ever learned how to type, the notion is that there was a time when your hands didn't know how to navigate the typewriter. There was no performance information for the typewriter, or no performance information to play a piano in your hands or a violin. And what you do, what people do, is they take their brain and their intent and their other senses, and with focus and intent and using the rest of their senses, they begin to learn how to teach their hands how to type or play a guitar or play a piano. And then after they've trained the cells of their hands, because hands are comprised of cells, they then just let it go with their brain and they just play. They might read notes. They might be looking at the paper they're looking to copy as they type it into the typewriter, but they're doing 60 words a minute. They're not thinking about what key do I press. Their hands have learned that. Their hands have learned that behavior. And that's true for piano, that's true for dance. In fact, what the musicians call it and the sports people call it is muscle memory. So if you've ever trained your body how to walk, essentially you have already used the principles of advanced cell training. You've already used your brain to train your body how to do things. And so we just shifted a little bit and said, well, wait a minute, if we can train the hands, if we can train the legs, if you can train your whole body for sports, music, and all this other, all these other things, why can't we train the cells that are responsible for immune function instead of musical function or sports function? And so that's really what we've done. It's just we've borrowed those principles of training the body for musical instruments or sports, and we've targeted the immune system with that ability the human being has already demonstrated. They can teach their hands how to type. They've taught themselves how to walk. Okay? So it's not quite as mysterious. It's something everybody's already done.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of it, and you've done such a fantastic job at using those analogies, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's so true. When you set your mind with an intention and you get really clear on it, you start integrating. And it's just absolutely, you know, phenomenal what we're capable of.
Yes. Look at the 4 minute mile, look, you know, the achievements people have by honing their body's function is amazing. I agree with you completely.
It's completely amazing. And I personally have witnessed, you know, working in natural medicine for 30 years as a homeopath and then having walked the Lyme road myself. And as you know, Gary, I never took antibiotics and I was bedridden for 2 years and 5 years misdiagnosed. And I got 100% well with natural medicine and work like ACT. It is truly possible to transform your body, and using the mind in the appropriate way is a tool that people have forgotten how to use.
I agree with you completely. We've learned in our culture to rely on others to make us well. And when that doesn't work, most of us still rely on others. It took me 30 years to look outside the traditional medical box. But yeah, you're living proof that, you know, you take your brain and you set an intent that you will accomplish something and the rest of the body follows along. We've just honed that into a mechanical boilerplate process, just like learning how to type or any of that.
Yeah, and that's what is, I think, so focused about advanced cell training is, as you said, you've honed it. It's not this broad spectrum kind of, oh, like a broad spectrum antibiotic. It's actually a very refined technique that you've developed. And, you know, we can read your testimonials if people go to your website or Facebook page. I mean, there's tremendous testimonials. And I was in your class, too. And I remember hearing about a woman who was bedridden. And then like 8 weeks later, she's tiling her bathroom floor.
Yeah, if you kill the bugs, your health comes back.
Yeah, really, it really works. It really works. So I know we're going to be going off to station break in 5 minutes, but can we get talking before we go about actually, you know, how the program works that you've designed?
Yes. There's two aspects to that, how it works. The first one is the mechanics. No one comes to my office. They're essentially going to train their body at home, and they're going to employ their intent, their other senses. It would be like any kind of course you take at home. They have college courses today. People get their degrees at home. So people are staying home, and there is a very important step that we meet for, and that is to measure symptoms. It is very much a result-driven process. So you know, if you're working with a practitioner in your hometown, hopefully you would be visiting them every so often and they'd be measuring your symptoms to see how their theory applied is doing. People are not coming to my office, so we meet on a conference call. And the purpose of that conference call is to teach some of the principles we're talking about here, about how it's possible for you to get well by training your body and all of that. But also, the most important part is we want to see how they're doing. And the way we do that is with a symptom measurement sheet. People send us their symptoms on a chart. It's a blank chart except for the first line. And they write the top 10 symptoms. So headaches, joint pain, neurological symptoms, exhaustion are all rated on a scale of 1 to 10 so that we create a benchmark as to where they are from a symptom point of view before they begin the training process. We meet once a week because they're going to do a training every week. They're going to, and we'll talk about what occurs. Mm-hmm. That's the other mechanic of that. But we meet once a week on the phone and we measure those symptoms every week. And they send me emails every week with that symptom chart filled out. And now the numbers are either going down or they're not. If they don't go down, we have a 5-week trial. You get your money back if you're unhappy for any reason at all. They don't like my jokes, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and they're pretty good, I have to say. But
they are.
But the deal is that, they can get their husbands don't want to pay for an alternative venue that he doesn't understand or whatever. They can get their money back. I don't care. We either win together or lose together, but it is based on result. And we do check on those results by email. and also on the weekly conference call that lasts an hour.
Yeah.
So that's, you save all that money and gas.
And you get to be together too. I mean, you learn from each other too. There's other pieces that, others share, and it's a point of reflection, and you're not so alone in the journey.
No, and that's the other piece of not only the class, because it's so wonderful when they hear other people talking about their symptoms and they'll go, oh yeah, that's one that my relatives wouldn't listen to or my doctor rolled his eyes at. You know, there's a nice, and the other thing is, of course, the symptoms are most often going down. And so there's a real camaraderie and a lot of learning, not only about the disease, but also how to beat the disease.
Right, the mindset involved and the reinforcement of a positive outlook and optimism.
Based on measured result, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's the way you describe it, it doesn't sound so overwhelming or, so out of the box. It actually sounds fairly normal.
We're out of the box.
Well, I guess out of the box in terms of what traditional Western medicine would define, but when we look at alternative medicine, it fits squarely right in there with a lot of the other disciplines.
Yeah, and actually it's a lot easier to understand, I think, than a lot of this energy medicine. I've got great respect for it, but I see this as training your body, which is really not about energy, unless you consider training your hands how to type energy. It's really a mechanical training process for the immune system.
Right, right. With focus.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that, the nuts and bolts of that, after our whatever break you have planned.
That's great, because you timed it perfectly, because it's time for our next station break. So everyone stay with us. We're learning a lot right now with Gary Blyer. We're going off to station break and come back. Thank you.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Hi. This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative self-healing process that has been helping people overcome incurable disease and chronic illness for over a decade. ACT is a simple training process that may dramatically improve your health. Maybe you've been ill for many years and spent thousands of dollars seeing doctors and specialists, only to fall into an endless cycle of relief and relapse. Perhaps you've realized that doctors may have helped you, but they haven't been able to heal you. Now you are seeking to try something different, something that delivers better and lasting results. Your body truly can heal itself. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com and heal yourself today.
Hi. Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and we are live today with Gary Blyer of Advanced Cell Training. And I want to let you folks that are listening know that our phone lines are now open for questions or comments. And that number, if you want to call in, is 800-930-2819. I'll say it again, 800-930-2819. So welcome back, Gary. This is a great conversation. I'm so delighted to have you. As I've said before, you're one of my favorite healers in the world, and you do such fantastic work with people. And Lyme disease is really on everyone's mind, but I know your work expands much beyond Lyme disease to all sorts of illnesses. Most anyone that's got an imbalance, I mean, we know imbalances and symptoms really are the body's way of giving us clues that, hey, I'm imbalanced and I need help. And sometimes, you know, just turning to Western medicine and a drug that is an opposing energy or factor to what's going on is not curative. It's maybe just palliative. So advanced cell training work, in my mind, is really more about supporting what we can do innately within. And you're working with the human being and our innate skills and supporting the process of what we house with inside ourselves. So thank you for this great work and all that you bring to people.
Thank you.
You know, no, it's truly phenomenal. So tell us a little bit more, Gary. Let's get into the nuts and bolts, if you don't mind. We learned how you work together with people in a group setting, and they have their time together weekly, and you monitor their symptoms and their progress. So actually, what are they doing when they're home and after they've had their class with you on the phone?
Okay, so yeah, what are they doing at home? Where are they putting their feet? what happens during the class and as I read the emails is I've come up. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the body to raise the body's awareness of what it is doing wrong, and so one of the ways I do that is I have these things that I call codes. And I wish I could go back and take that term back, because a code is a thing of mystery. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get their other senses involved in this process of raising the body's awareness. So, you know, we're dealing with Lyme disease, and we know what the pathogen are. It's Borrelia, it's Ehrlichia. It's rickettsia, you know, mycoplasma, all of the co-infections. And the names of those creatures are all over the internet. The doctors have done a very good job of figuring out what bugs are, and I call them bugs, by the way, what bugs are living in a human being, giving them this vast array of symptoms. We want the body to, quote, see these bugs and kill these bugs. We want the body to get off the couch and go deploy its very powerful immune system that has been shown to beat AIDS, you know? And I like people to have a little faith in their immune system. It's kind of hard if you've been sick for 30 or 40 years taking antibiotics and herbs and all this stuff. And if you've been unsuccessful, you lose confidence. But AIDS research showed that the body is able, and anybody who needs a little faith can go to the advanced cell training wall, scroll down for 2 years of people who've had Lyme disease and what's happened to them, just to get a little faith in their own immune system, despite maybe 10, 20, 30, or 40 years of failure. The body can do it if it behaves properly. We want to raise the body's awareness of these pathogens that are living under the immune system's radar. So what are we doing? What I'm doing is with these codes, what they really are, it's the names of these creatures. So for example, and again, I'm trying to use all the other senses to raise the body's awareness. What I may do is if they have a pain in their elbow, I may have them touch their elbow. Why? You're showing your body a nest. Obviously, if the pathogen are giving you a symptom, where you have that symptom is where they are living. Some people have tender spots in their stomach. Some people have sore joints. Some people get dizzy. It's in their brain. So I want them using touch to stimulate the awareness of their body. Now, while they're doing that, I'm going to write down the pathogen that are there. So I may write down words for them to read. Again, we're using other symptoms, other senses, their eyes. Borrelia, strain 1 to 1,000. That's 1,000 strains of Borrelia. And I'm going to write that up in such a way that while they're touching that, it's making sense to them. Now, unfortunately, the reason for the word code is I will shorten it to a B-O-R, you know? Mm. And the uninitiated will go, what's B-O-R 1 to 1,000? Well, that's strains of Borrelia for 1 to 1,000. Are there that many? Well, it seems to be. It seems to be if people are getting well, then some of the things we're doing here are right. So they're touching, they're reading these codes. Sometimes I'll have people type Borrelia or Ehrlichia in Google Images so they can actually see what the creature is looking like.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
You know? And so they read these codes. They touch their thymus. There's homeopathic tricks. I have them tap their thymus. That's a homeopathic trick of hundreds of years old. And then what they do after they read all of these codes describing pathogen and the mistakes the body is making to raise the awareness of the body is they listen to music. And you go, well, is it special music? No, it's just music. And you go, well, why would you do that? Because Pavlov's research showed that the body associates behavior with sound. In other words, he rings this bell, and with no food, the dog salivated. The mammalian body associates behavior with sound. And what I'm trying to do is get the body into a pattern, a mm-hmm. pattern of correcting the behaviors. So you come to the table, you're showing your body where the nests are, you're reading the words, and you're looking at the picture of the thing attacking you as you're listening to the music with a specific intent to kill the pathogen.
Yeah, right. I get it. It's like you get the visual, the auditory, the kinesthetic all together. You get it all going, the different senses.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And then you're really clear on the intent. So it's like, come on, like how can the body not do it?
Well, you know, there's a famous quote that says what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And it can learn how to type. It can learn how to walk. You can learn how to throw a javelin, and you can learn how to kill these pathogens.
Yeah, fantastic. I love it. I love it. And it's, you know, it makes like common sense out of healing. It's not just this externalized driven need to have, you know, an outside source of a drug or an herb or, an external source, as I said. We're really working with what we have from within. You're just helping redirect.
That's so well said, Katrina. You know, it strikes me that I think the greatest shock here is that we've so given over the control of our health to outside sources to suggest that you could actually take charge and get your immune system to do the right thing, there's a little bit of a culture shock in your statement. And there is, but it's true. You can train your body to kill these pathogens.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that philosophy. And, you know, you read stories all the time of people that have survived, you know, enormous calamities and defied death and cancers. And, you know, a lot of it is what they are able to do on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Human beings are amazing, amazing creatures. Once they decide they want something, you know, and it took me 30 years to wake up and realize I had to take my health into my own hands. But I'm not in a wheelchair and I'm working, you know, 10, 12 hours a day and, my joints don't hurt and I don't have allergies anymore. And I'm as shocked as anybody could be, but it's true. The human being is amazing, amazing.
It is. I'm totally amazing and self-righting and resilient. And I marvel at it constantly. I mean, we look at animals recover from things and the human being is even more complex than animals. So, of course, we can use skills like you have to jumpstart our immune system and realign our various bodily functions. So I'm on board. I got it. I think you are doing something truly special here. And I hope others are listening.
Yeah. And you know what? Changing cellular behavior should really be easier for women to understand. And the reason is because I've spoken to so many women who, you know, they're in a dorm room or they're in a dental office or something and they get a new female and all of a sudden all the cycles, the menses line up.
Right.
Well, their cellular behavior is changeable. That's evidence of it.
Yeah, yeah. Totally so. Listen, we have to go for our station break, but we'll be back with everybody in a few minutes and we'll finish up. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Hi. This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative self-healing process that has been helping people overcome incurable disease and chronic illness for over a decade. ACT is a simple training process that may dramatically improve your health. Maybe you've been ill for many years and spent thousands of dollars seeing doctors and specialists, only to fall into an endless cycle of relief and relapse. Perhaps you've realized that doctors may have helped you, but they haven't been able to heal you. Now you are seeking to try something different, something that delivers better and lasting results. Your body truly can heal itself. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com and heal yourself today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Kudzu inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Well, we're back at Limelight Radio talking with Gary Blyer. And Gary, we are looking right into the bullseye of Lyme disease, the epidemic of the century is what I consider it to be. Every 30, 35 years, we see a massive infectious disease epidemic sweep the population. If you look back historically, you can see the trends, AIDS in the 80s, polio before that, tuberculosis, diphtheria, malaria. We can go back in time, and it looks like here we are right now, and the CDC on their own last week finally announced that the 30,000 cases they had recorded annually is more like 300,000 cases, and you and I know, and others, the figures could even be higher, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of resistance to diagnose it and difficulty there because, you know, five states have had to pass laws to protect physicians who will actually treat Lyme. It's a little bit of a nightmare going on, and that affects statistics too.
Yeah, so I'm sure you must face it every single day, meeting people that have been sick for a number of years that have been on antibiotics, sometimes 2, 3, 7, 8 years, and some people are not getting well. Can you give me your opinions on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think the key, you know, let's look at pneumonia. You know, I think many people have had pneumonia. What do? They see their doctors. The doctors give them antibiotics and they work and they don't have pneumonia anymore. So people get Lyme disease. They see their doctors. What do the doctors do? They give them antibiotics, but it doesn't work. Why? I think sometimes it does. And I think it's the speed in which you get the antibiotic. If you can see a doctor within 3 days of the bite and get the antibiotic within 3 days, what I'm seeing is that it's beating Lyme just like it would beat pneumonia. However, if you go 2 weeks, a month, or whatever it is, and you get treated with antibiotic, it just doesn't seem to go away. What is the reason for that? Why aren't the antibiotics knocking it out the way it does for pneumonia, for example? Or even if you do get bit and you get it within 3 days, people seem to be doing very, very well. But that time lag has something to do with it. And in a nutshell, what I think is happening, the movie Under Our Skin showed us that these pathogens drill throughout the body. It'll go right through the placenta, which is very tough tissue, according to Under Our Skin. The science there, and it can certainly go into the fat. Now, why? What has fat got to do with it? Well, about 20% of the body is, I believe, does not get a blood supply. I call it non-blood terrain. Fat is white because it doesn't have capillaries going there. Well, anything that you put in your mouth, like an antibiotic, is delivered by the blood supply, and it can only go where the capillaries go. So if 20% of the human body doesn't have a blood supply and these creatures are living in those pockets, we can see the problem. Now, why would 3 days be so important? I think it takes about a week or so, it seems, for these things to drill into the non-blood terrain. And so if you get that antibiotic early, it's very effective because it'll kill everything in the blood supply. Antibiotics are wonderful. However, if there's a delay in getting that, and most people do get delays because of the difficulty in diagnoses, what you find is it'll help you, but when you get it out of your bloodstream, these creatures come out of the corners of the shower and repopulate. And so the people are seeing the doctors, they're getting the antibiotic, but if it's too late, the antibiotic can cannot go, where blood does not go, and that is precisely where populations of these things gestate. So I think that's the critical issue, beyond the fact that everybody sooner or later is going to get bit by a tick. But if you do get bit by a tick, get an antibiotic, see a doctor, get an antibiotic as fast as you possibly can.
Right. Yeah, right now, where I live up here in New Hampshire, we're 75 to 90% of the ticks are infected. And I'm sure down in Rhode Island, you've probably got a similar situation. The doctors that are Lyme savvy are hitting people with 6 weeks of antibiotics right up front.
Yeah, and you know what the terrible thing is? We have a doctor here. When somebody would call me who's in a class, my son just got bit, I tell him, get antibiotic right away. I'd refer him to a doctor here locally. And now I found, and the guy would just not question it. He would give the antibiotic, and now they're trying to take his license away.
Oh, gosh.
It's very, very hard for the medical profession to do what they do best when there's that kind of resistance.
Right, because what the traditional medicine is best at is what I call dashboard light, illnesses, which is, you know, hey, emergency. And a Lyme disease, a fresh infection, is an emergency right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. And then, as you said, if it disseminates into multiple systems of the body and it's hanging out in fatty tissue and, you know, synovial fluid and, God forbid, in the nervous system and in the spinal fluid, well, gosh, antibiotics don't make their way in there very well.
That's exactly right. In fact, I have reports of, Lyme literate doctors are saying this, and some of my clients are telling me, yeah, I had a really good doctor. He was giving me a spinal tap and putting the antibiotic in the spinal tap because the doctor knew you can't get blood into the spinal fluid. So
that's one of the
critical issues to solve the problem of Lyme disease. How do you kill all the bugs? If you can kill all the bugs, you can be free. And you're going to have to add something to the antibiotic protocol if you want to be free of this disease, because the antibiotic can't get to certain regions of the body where they live. That's all.
Yeah, and as you said, retraining your immune system so that it can be highly functioning is, you know, so important. I mean, the organism, as we know, it's been around for hundreds of years. The Native Americans called it deer fever, and that National Geographic report, I think it was, last year or the year before, said Iceman had Borrelia in his
right.
So it's been around. Who knows? We might have a more aggressive version now than what existed back then, but we should be able to live somehow in harmony within the ecosystem of our outer world and also the ecosystem of inside our body.
Well, yeah, and the thing that I would say is that, you know, though the doctors believe the blood supply is the primary immune system, that's what I think they believe, I don't believe that. I believe that for the body's innate immune system to not be able to access the entirety of itself would be a flaw of nature. Okay, God made some big mistake. I believe there's a way for the body to access these tissues that do not have blood supply. And when you train your own immune system to do the job, whatever that is, evidently from the testimonials of the people who are getting well by training their bodies to do this, they remain well. And that means that the body must have some way other than the blood supply to kill pathogen in the non-blood terrain. Otherwise, people wouldn't be getting well in this process, and they wouldn't be on the Facebook advanced cell training wall. You know, anybody can go to Facebook and type in advanced cell training and just see what the clients are saying. They're saying they're getting well.
They're getting well, and they're staying well. And you're living proof of it with your condition. I'm living proof of it. You know, it's 13 years ago I first got sick. It's 5 years ago now that I'm 100% well, and I travel like a kid in my 30s. And other people we know and that have gone through your program, they're doing really well too. So I commend you, Gary. Thank you so much for your wonderful work. And it's sad to say, but our hour is coming to an end.
Well, it's been a great hour.
Thank you so much for sharing everything. And I want to have you back on. Let's plan another radio show for next month together so we can share some more and maybe get some of your clients on with us too.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And all right.
Fun to be here.
Everyone, enjoy. We'll see you next week.
My home door was up there, beyond the sky.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my
transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.